I'm Greg Luce, and I am the research director with Missouri Soybean Association and the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council, also a grain crop specialist working with the University of Missouri.
You've been talking to growers and retailers about pollination issues. We've heard around the state that there are some issues of less than optimal pollination. Do you know what's going on here?
Well, certainly we've had the most unusual year. You know, it seems like every year is been an extreme. This year we've had early heat that we normally don't see. Sometimes corn can get out of sync when we got stress at high levels prior to tasseling, prior to pollination occurring, and that can cause the plant to get out of sync. In some cases, with the high heat, a lot of growing degree units accumulated drives the corn along, and it could get out of sync. Either the tassels came out and the silks weren't there yet, or even vice versa. Normally what happens is the silks are delayed, and sometimes we don't see full pollination. Also, modern corn hybrids are really tough and really drought tolerant, and they've improved over the years a great deal. Pollination's usually not as big an issue as the kernel abortion we might get after it's pollinated and get those hybrids nosing back. But there are instances of corn pollination miscues around the state in different areas with the extreme heat and dry weather that we've had.
Generally, what is the effect? What effects have you seen because of dry weather in Missouri?
Well, I think that it's largely not necessarily pollination, but just that stress on the plant, high heat, high nighttime temperatures. As the plant has pollinated and is developing a kernel, then high nighttime temperatures can keep the energy reserves from getting where they need to be. It can be expended in the plant, keeping the plant cooler and not energy going to the grain. So we can have some problems there. Most fields I've been in have pollinated well. It's not necessarily pollination, but like I say, it's just that added stress on the plant that is probably the bigger issue that I've seen from the corn around the state. With that said, there definitely is some scattered situations of pollination not occurring at 100%, you know, in different areas because of the heat and dry weather combination that we've had this year.
You were showing us examples of the importance of silks in the pollination process, but that's pretty critical.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. The lack of pollen is often not the problem. Pollen can tolerate pretty high temperatures. I mean, we get near 100 degrees and we can cause some pollen abortion. But as far as the silks go, one of the things that can happen is that we get silks come out. They're very tender. They can be subject to some damage and heat stress from the, you know, very high temperatures. And that can cause those silks to curl up. And even if those silks have pollinated themselves, they may prohibit other silks from coming out because they kind of can ball up, and situations like that can occur. But the silks are very tender and definitely subject to, you know, high heat extremes. And with that said, it's amazing to me how things have held in there. And there's a lot of corn that, although it's stressed, it's amazing that it looks as good as it does to me with what it's gone through. And I think that's a testament to, you know, what's been developed through breeding over the years. It's really improved. And with soybeans, it's a little different scenario. You don't like this stress on the soybeans either. But soybean yield tends to get made later in our season, you know, when the pods are developing. And so the tail end of the summer kind of tells the tale. So we'll see how that goes. And if we can get good rains later on this summer yet, you know, soybeans can make up for a lot of things by late season rains.